Think about your feet. They hold you up, take you around, bear the brunt of your entire body weight, day after day after day. You'd think we'd take better care of them, but if you're a woman, you've got some answering to do. On Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, practically every woman we stopped had something to say about the state of her feet. Magdalena Zielinski is a 20-something Uma Thurman look-alike. Her toes, like her body, are long, and nothing but a wafer-thin sole comes between her feet and the pavement.
Terrible. That's the worst part of my body. Are you kidding me? If I could switch them, I would. They're disgusting. Look at my second toe.
They're not disgusting.
Look at my second
but
toe.
You're wearing...
The second toe is the leader. The first toe is smaller than the second toe. It's gross. It's pretty gross.
No, it's called a Morton's toe, actually.
Oh, is it?
It's not gross. It's normal. It's called a Morton's toe.
Okay, my boyfriend tells me they're psychic feet. I don't know what that means.
Megan Todd from Toronto, Canada, is only 15 years old, and already she's got foot problems.
My feet are already messed up.
Why?
Well, my arches have dropped. And then my knees are bad too, so I can't wear high heels either, and it's really uncomfortable. By the end of the night, you just take your shoes off and go barefoot because you can't stand the uncomfortableness of the shoes.
41-year-old Terry Gasava is from Shreveport, Louisiana. She totters on her inflexible wooden high heels.
Do your feet ever hurt?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it'll probably hurt a little bit.
But you're willing to put up with
but
it.
But I'll put them back on again tomorrow. Yeah.
Why?
Because I just feel better in heels. I feel taller. Otherwise, I'm short.
People are very emotional about shoes and shoe sizes.
Dr. Christine Dial is an orthopedic surgeon who heads up the Public Education Committee of the American Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Society.
They're defensive about their shoe size as they are about their suit size or their dress size. No one knows what size shoe you're wearing.
Dr. Dial and her colleagues consider an ill-fitting shoe one that is too small, too narrow, too pointy, too high, and too tight. And guess what? Most women are wearing those kinds of shoes. Studies show that 88% of American women are cramming their feet into shoes that are too small, leading to all kinds of foot problems. Things like bunions, hammer toes, neuromas. The problems peak when women are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. That, Dr. Dial says, is because women spend most of their lives in ill-fitting shoes.
If you look at cultures that do not wear shoes, cultures in the Pacific Rim and Africa, studies which were done in the 50s, you see that there's a very low incidence of these types of problems.
So in this country anyway, or in the West, I should say, where women are wearing quote-unquote fashionable shoes,
mm-hmm.
They're really ruining their feet.
Absolutely.
They're comfortable. I need a shoe that does a lot of things. I can put it in my handbag. It looks good. I can take it out and I can wear it either with a dress or with trousers. That's what I'm looking for. And I have comfort as well.
In a small, elegant shop in Los Angeles, half a dozen women are picking up and trying on shoes. But these aren't just any shoes. Colorful, pretty, and decidedly feminine, they're also anatomically precise and very expensive. The shoes were created by an orthopedic surgeon turned shoe designer named Taryn Rose. Now in her mid-30s, Rose gave up the practice of medicine a few years ago because she got tired of operating on women who'd wrecked their feet in bad shoes.
Well, I felt it was really necessary because I experienced it myself. I wanted shoes that were fashionable and comfortable enough to wear 14 hours a day during my job as a surgeon. And it was really hard to find. And I found myself constantly putting pads in and trying to alter the shoes that I was buying. And one day I said, you know, if shoes were made correctly in the first place, women wouldn't have to go through all this.
In recent years, there's been an increasing awareness of the importance of so-called comfort shoes. Jill Spiegel is one customer here whose consciousness has been awakened. She has a job where she's on her feet 12 hours a day, and she's an athlete besides. Recently, things got bad for Spiegel. After years of wearing high heels, she had to undergo several surgeries to remove a bunion and a hammer toe.
They were swelling, and any kind of pressure I would put on, the minute I was off them or elevated them, they were fine. But when you stand and run around all day, it doesn't help. You know, perhaps if I had a desk job, I wouldn't be in this kind of pain that I was in. And then I found these shoes that seemed to work for me, the Taryn Rose shoes.
For weeks, Spiegel walked around with something resembling a pushpin in her middle toe. One foot is still scarred from the surgery. Though she wanted to take care of her feet, she didn't want to sacrifice beauty entirely. So she comes to Taryn Rose.
This has been an excellent seller for us because it comes up high. It's like a sock that stays on the foot.
Taryn Rose came to this country from Vietnam when she was 8 years old, 3 days before the fall of Saigon. From a refugee camp in Arkansas, she followed in her father's footsteps and went to medical school. There, she specialized in orthopedic surgery. Years later, when she decided to start a new career, Rose got a loan from the Small Business Administration. Then she teamed up with a shoe designer in Italy. She uses a synthetic substance called poron in the arches and footpads of her shoes, which she says gives better support and shock absorption than other materials. And most of her heels are only an inch high. Rose recalls the problems women brought to her medical practice.
It could be anything from just a simple callus to a neuroma, which is a swelling of the nerve, which creates a lot of pain, to deformities commonly called a bunion, or a hammer toe, where your toes are curled up. So it's a variety of different things, but the bottom line is these are not normal things that occur in most women.
So when women would come to you with these kinds of problems that were so serious they required surgery, you knew that it was because of the shoes they were wearing?
In most cases, we can attribute to the problem to that. When you look at societies that don't wear shoes, the rate of a bunion is very low.
Now, how could it be? I mean, why have women been putting up with this for so long to the point where they're willing to wear shoes that hurt their feet so badly that they need surgery? Well, I mean, I thought consumers had all this power to rise up and say we want better products. And
well, I think that this is really the first generation of women who have decided that enough is enough. And I think it has a lot to do with the power and the economic independence that we have achieved in this generation. Before, I think there was a lot of pressure to still be objects. And in fact, there's a very interesting study that shows the higher a woman's education, the lower her heel height tends to be. I find that very interesting.
There are, of course, other companies that design shoes with comfort and protection as their primary considerations. Some of the most well-known are Mephisto, Clarks, Naot, Terrazia, Echo, and Rockport. Those shoes are comfortable and affordable, but let's face it, you're not going to wear them with an evening gown. Taryn Rose takes a different approach. Her shoes aren't exactly built for hiking. They may be comfy, but they're also glamorous. I'm wearing her strappy little bronze sandals with rhinestone buckles, but I'm finding a bit of a problem.
I have to ask you about the little straps on your shoes, because one of the pairs that I bought, Laguna, mm-hmm. I was having, it's a little tiny delicate strap, lovely, but I was having a problem getting blisters mm-hmm. from, I thought, all my mm-hmm. body weight being mm-hmm. pushed up against one of these two straps.
Was it the strap?
It's the front strap, right. Only the front one.
That's because you need to tighten the instep strap so that you're not constantly sliding. The blistering is from constant friction, the rubbing against the strap. So a lot of shoe buying has to do with the person that's fitting you. So it's important to go to a place where you feel the person has knowledge in how to fit the shoe and will be honest with you. And some other tips is that you should try to shop for shoes at the end of the day when you're more swollen. You should always, of course, walk in the shoes, and don't even look at the size. It doesn't matter because there's no standard sizing in the shoe industry. So go by how it fits.
Rose and other foot specialists can't emphasize enough the importance of lower heels. As a woman increases her heel height from barefoot to 1 inch, she adds 22% more pressure on the front of her foot. 2-inch heels add 56% more pressure. And if you go up to 3 inches, the pressure zooms to 76%. That means the ball of the foot and the big toe are taking a pounding. If you still insist on wearing a high heel, experts say, think of it as dessert. Do it only in moderation. Dr. Christine Dial has some simple advice. Get your feet measured every other year. When you walk into a store, ask for, say, 6 pairs of black dress shoes. Try them on and listen to your feet. they should be comfortable from the get-go.
When we did the study on working women and we asked them about their shoes, when you ask women, are your shoes comfortable that you wear to work? 98% of them will say, absolutely, they're comfortable, doctor. But when you ask them to gauge the amount of pain they have daily in their feet while they're wearing the shoes, and the scale is no pain, mild pain, moderate pain, severe pain, it is a minority of patients that say they have no pain. So when you ask them, well, how can you tell me that the shoe is comfortable when you're still telling me that you have pain while wearing the shoe, they'll say, well, it's relative. It's compared to my other shoes. And that really is part of the problem. We think a shoe is comfortable if it doesn't hurt as much as another pair in our closet. But the truth is that you can wear shoes and be completely pain-free, and that should be the goal.
That goal, says Dial, is easily accomplished. Get a white piece of paper, put your foot on it. Now take a pencil and trace. That's what your foot looks like, and that should be what your shoe looks like. For more information on feet and shoes, go to our website, npr.org.
Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you because your feet's too big. Can't use you because your feet's too big. I really hate you because your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get them? Your girl, she likes you, she thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's